Wired on Radio Borders.
Liam and Corin are in the studio. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you? Are you having a good week?
Been great.
Yeah, it's been good.
Fantastic. You guys, you're not alone in the studio tonight.
No, we're not. Tonight we have the Jedburgh Youth Summit media team in the studio with us. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
So what was the Jedburgh Youth Summit all about?
Well, basically, it was all about getting the points of view of all the young folk in Jedburgh, because it's basically about setting up a new youth club, so it's about what they would want to happen with it.
So what were you guys doing on the day?
We're interviewing the young people who turn up for the Youth Summit, just finding out their opinions, what activities they like.
And what they do with their time, since there is no youth club. So this is our piece of all the interviews, what we've done on the day.
Hi, I'm Declan Crabtree from Three Brewster in Jedburgh Grammar School, and the whole youth thing came about because CO2 recently shut down in Jedburgh, and we're needing a new youth club in Jedburgh. So it all came about so that we can collate ideas as to figure out what would be the best, so that instead of going the same way CO2 did, it can stay open and can stay open for many years to come. A lot of people are, you know, still on going around it, like parks and streets, and there's some community complaints. So if we're thinking if we get the youth club back open, we can stop that.
What is it like to be invited to this event to have your say about the Youth Summit?
I feel very privileged to get this opportunity.
Definitely better, so it's like something that we want and not something that adults think that we want, because it's completely different.
Knowing that you've been picked by people and it's your youth club, it's not like if you're the ones that are going to be going to it, you're the ones that should be like contributing to it.
What's it like not having a youth club?
Boring.
Not much to do in the town.
Normally just kind of sitting at home, just getting sort of bored.
People need to get out and do activities in the town. Sometimes there's not very much to do.
There's nothing to do and people just sit inside, like our age group just sit inside and stuff and do nothing.
It's pretty disappointing because there used to be one and it was pretty cool, but now there's not.
Ethan, what would you expect in your youth club?
Good staff, good activities.
It should be somewhere where you can go just to sort of have fun, make friends and stuff.
Like a secure place where people can talk about their problems.
I'd like to like go sometimes on trips or something.
Getting ideas, sharing ideas with other people.
I think we should all make an agreement to make a good youth club that everyone would like to go to and have fun.
What kind of activities would you expect to be at the youth club?
I like sort of arty stuff.
Everyone kind of wants an Xbox or something.
Different games.
Like nice art and crafty stuff, like music.
Pool table and things like that, or darts. Maybe a trip to the zoo.
What are you enjoying most about the Youth Summit today?
The coach is making me laugh.
Meeting new people from the other schools. I've enjoyed interacting with everyone and having fun in our groups.
The food?
Drawing a logo and stuff.
Getting everyone's ideas together.
Going around the different groups and having your say in all the different ideas.
My name is Ian Rendell-Reed and my job is the Chief Youth Manager.
Well, I've gave your opinion, so when's the actual going to like happen?
We'd like it to happen very soon, possibly by the end of this year. But again, that really depends on the funding that we can find.
And Ian, how do you feel running the Youth Summit?
Well, I think it's gone, Aaron, I think it's gone exceptionally well. I think that the amount of effort that the young people here have put into it, the ideas that they have, and what that suggests for the future, it can only be positive. I'm extremely happy with everybody. It's been a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks for that, guys, and guys, thanks for coming in as well.